Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I praise you and worship you and thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. I thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, that you have created just for us, your children. I thank you and praise you and worship you abundantly for all things that are ours as sons of God. Now I praise you, Lord, as the word goes forth. I ask you to use the word mighty and gloriously for your kingdom, to do great and mighty things, to open our eyes to what we should be doing and how we should be living. And I give you all the praise and the glory and honor as the word goes out today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, this week I'm continuing to talk about the things that the Word of God says that we should do and what we should walk in. And I hear so many people that talk about all the time that people just sin all the time. You know, if people sin all the time, if we sin all the time, as many people say we do, then they will say that it is absolutely impossible to live above sin. I've seen so many people that when you go in to pray, they will start begging God, or they'll start pleading with him and telling him that they're just an old, unworthy sinner, and they're not worthy to come into his presence. Well, let me tell you, folks, if you see yourself like that, you might as well stay outside of God's kingdom. It's not come and ask him for anything, because he's a faith God. And when you talk to the Lord like that, you're not going to get your prayers answered. But if you'll come to the King on behalf of his word, holy and pure, with all your sins confessed, you'll walk into the throne room of God and ask him what you want. He will do great and mighty things for you. Now then, as long as we are in the world, we will sin, people say. Some people will tell you that we sin every day and should repent every night. But I'm going to tell you what God's Word says in 1 Peter 1:16. God's Word declares in 1 Peter 1:16, he said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Now, if the Lord told us that's what we're supposed to do, and without holiness no man shall see God, I'm going to tell you, God demands and commands you and I to be holy. And if we're not doing that, that's one of the reasons why we're not getting our prayers answered. So if you want to see God do great and mighty things, begin to do all the things that he tells you to do in his word. And this week I'm going to talk about some of these great and mighty things. Now, Paul was writing to the Corinthians whenever he said, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. Now I speak this to your shame." Now he wrote that for us in 1 Corinthians 15:34. Now then, if the Lord wrote that for us in 1 Corinthians 15:34, then people who are finding an excuse for their habitual sin, according to this verse, have not the knowledge of God. Think about what the Lord said. If you're continually sinning, you have not the knowledge of God. Isn't that a shame? It's terrible to think about that. But it is evidence that many professed Christians are spiritually asleep. They are not led by the Spirit of God and the Word of God, for the works of the Spirit is to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness. The Word hidden in the heart will prevent sinning against God. Because I'm going to tell you, in Psalms 119:11, the Word of God plainly declares that if you hide the Word in your heart, you will not sin against God. Now, I'm going to tell you, you can't have power when you are asleep. So if you don't have any power with God, then why don't we wake up and start doing what the Lord says? Let's quit making excuses for sin. Let's stop sinning as Christians. Let's walk in the steps of the one who did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth, because that's written for us in 1 Peter 2:22. Now, Jesus healed by his word. Now, we see that clearly in Matthew 8:16 His word was with power. Now the followers of Christ are assured that their words may also be words of power. Now we are to talk as he talked. We are to walk as he walked. Now, if we are to do that, Jesus walked in the Spirit, and we who are his followers are exhorted to also walk in the Spirit just exactly like our Lord Jesus Christ did. Now, in Galatians 5:19 through 21, this terrible set of scriptures here that we see lists the works of the flesh. Now, when I say terrible, it's terrible what they say. But these works of the flesh, which are not present in the lives of those who walk in the Spirit. Now then, let me show you a little bit, or read a little bit to you out of Galatians 5:19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. There are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now then, there are some who harbor some of these works of the flesh in their lives, making very little, if any, effort to overcome them. And yet they feel that God should honor their word and prayers and give them miracle-working power. But verse 21 says that they which do such things shall not only fail to have power, but they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. How could one who is not even fit for the kingdom of God expect to have power to work his works? Now, this is a very serious thing, and too many people in the church are living in this realm of wickedness, and we wonder why, or at least in one of those, and some people are living in several of those, but we wonder why there's no power in the church today. Well, I can tell you why there's no power in the church today, because there's too much sin in the church. And then whenever we do read God's word, those people that are walking in truth, they don't believe God's word, because if they did, and they would act on it, and it would bring forth fruit for them. So if you use a dictionary to study this list of the works of the flesh, you will find that God has listed uncleanness, lustfulness, all these desires, covetous, hatred, discord, quarrelings, contentions, jealousy, anger, rage, riotous, feasting, and such like. These who do such things are not walking in the steps of the one who died for them and who did no sin. Now, Paul exhorts us to put off the old man, or the works of the flesh, with your deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's in Colossians 3:9. Now, as you will see there, some of the characteristics of a carnal person who are not walking in the Spirit. Let me go through and quote you a few of these things here. Now then, even though I'm sure that the things I'm going to quote you is not going to be complete in all there is, but I'm going to tell you what, it'll open up some new channels of thoughts for many of you to think about. Now, one of the problems that we have today is pride. Now, pride, that means that we feel like we're important. Well, we have an independent spirit of stiffness or whatever. You know, pride is a very, very devastating thing to the body of Christ. And then here's another one. Love of praise. In other words, love of being noticed. Love of supremacy. Drawing attention to your own self as in a conversation. We love those kind of things as human beings living in the flesh. In other words, arguing, being talkative, having a talkative spirit, or being stubborn or unteachable spirit, being self-willed or unyielding, headstrong. In other words, it's just amazing what happens whenever we get off into this realm. Or we get off into speaking of faults and failures of others rather than of virtues of those who are perhaps more talented and appreciated than yourselves. Now, lustful stirrings, unholy actions, undue affections, and familiarity toward the opposite sex, wandering eyes. This is a very devastating thing for a man to have, a man that his eyes wanders and he looks everywhere at a woman except in her eyes. Well, I'll tell you for sure, that woman will never feel very comfortable around you because she knows what you're thinking. So what you need to do is not have those wandering eyes. You need to always look every lady right in the eyes when you communicate with her. Don't look at her anywhere else except right in her eyes. Now then, if you're dishonest or deceitful, evading or covering the truth, leaving a better impression of yourself than is true, if you exaggerate or if you're straining the truth. Another one is selfishness. You know, selfishness, love for money, love for ease, or just plain old laziness. If you have a spiritual deadness or a lack of concern for others, a dryness, therefore you will be absolutely lacking in the power of God. Now then, if you have any of these things that you do, any of those things that's listed there in Galatians 5:19, if you do any of these things that are works of the flesh, which is adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, which means just wickedness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife for seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, or revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you, as I have told you before, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you want power with God and you want to see Him answer your prayer, you're going to have to get over those things and start walking in obedience to God's word, or you'll never walk in power with the King. Now then, I'd like to invite you to call me, the Living Savior Ministries, at 940-242-2106. Or you can check us out on the web at www.tlsm.org. There you can get our email. We'd also like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon. It's at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. And where that's located is just a mile and a half south of where the intersection of 35E and 635 is. You exit at Walnut Hill, and you go east on Walnut Hill, four blocks to Shady Trail, and turn right, and we're right there on the right. So let's just praise the Lord and thank Him for all of His many blessings, and come to our church and expect a blessing. Praise God.